Bonnie Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Hey, this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
Won't need no underwear.
You can get
on the What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life at the Dust Live with your boy, Teddy J, and your girl.
Ray Seduction.
Hey, it's May Seduction.
Hello.
May Seduction.
Okay.
How you doing, man? Been a hot minute.
I'm good. How about you?
Oh, man, I'm working extra hard, man. Good Lord. It's like, man, I'm always moving. I'm barely sitting still. But, no, nonetheless, man, I will get into so much stuff to catch up on. It's been a very eventful 2 weeks. So yes, I will be catching you up on that during this duration of this show. But nonetheless, what's been going on with you, Nay?
Just working in college, you know, and planning for my future.
Mm-hmm. You were during this time you were in Atlanta 1 or 2 times.
Yes, I was. It was very interesting. Got some things done.
Mm-hmm. Well, ma'am, I got a long list of things that I have done on my end. Well, one, putting this on your radar for my birthday weekend. Which my birthday is actually in the middle of the week, so arguably either way it could be my birthday weekend, but whatever, you know, do what I want. So yes, the 6th to the 8th, I'll be in Miami, Florida for my birthday. So yes, a bunch of VHHS. So yes, Nay. I finally get to see what Miami is all about. I'll come the 6th to the 8th of September.
Well, Miami is lit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. See, come on. She's just come on. Do my birthday weekend. Come on.
I don't know if I can make it.
Then
I gotta go to DR in September, so.
Mm-hmm. But yes, I have that. Actually, this past Saturday, I did something called the laid back. Very clever. So yeah, so basically, you know, it was like it's a mixer slash power shoot. And so, man, I was working with a designer that I shoot for exclusively. Royal Vandy Customs out here in the DFW. She designs a lot of stuff between exotic wear and bikinis and a lot of stuff, mainly bikinis and maybe swimwear and exotic wear. But nonetheless, so she actually ended up doing a lot, man. She designed so much stuff, and so this weekend, oh my God, I did the count. 15 models, she was 15 models, man. Back to 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 back. You know, I had some rest in between some of the time, but really, man, I was just pretty much doing nonstop shooting from like 1 o'clock, from 1 o'clock all the way to like 8. So yeah, 7 straight hours of shooting, man. It was crazy, and it was just fast paced. And so yeah, man, I did a lot of great stuff during that time, and yeah, I was just thankful, man, to be able to get so much stuff done. We'll be dropping a lot of it soon. Y'all be able to see that. See a lot of the shoot from Saturday, as I'll be editing and posting throughout the next week and whatnot. So just stay tuned. So I got this crazy idea, Nate, that one day I was just like, I'm sitting around, and so I was asked for security, and I was like, you know what? I ain't doing nothing right now. Let me go do this. And so this turned into a one night thing and turned into something that I do, like, pretty much do now. Doing most of my nights now. And so that, so I ended up going from this one. So yeah, so where I do security at is a strip club. So there's one strip club called Elegance Cabaret. It's a lot smaller, and I was working there for like 2 weeks, and so they pretty much put me in a position to go ahead and move over to the bigger spot, bigger and newer spot, Pinups Cabaret. They actually opened up this past Friday, so I've been working there since then, and it's just been an interesting transition. Because, man, like, when you work at the strip club, you know so much. The crazy thing is, and I just have to say, I've been blessed for the most part not having to deal with too much drama. But, yeah, man, I kind of know it's like, it's interesting. I see the same faces every day that I go, man. I see some of the same faces, man. I was like, damn. I didn't realize, like, how much some people go. Until really going there, like, it be the same people, man. They just be there all the time. And you see, of course, you see new folks, but that's always people who constantly come. And that's exactly what I said. So I just noticing. So, but it's your transition. I will say this. I've done a lot of networking. It's a good sort of network, I've noticed. So, yeah. It's interesting transition. They were working in the strip club. Scenes interesting. Everything pretty much on the up and up, man. I've had to do some cutting off, get them garden shears out and do some cutting off for some people, and. Yeah, that's pretty much how my 2 weeks have been since I've been on the show last. So, yeah, that's what's up. But anyways, I will let you guys know we got a couple of segments we do every episode. And the questions I do the Monday show, I'm going to be mixing up some segments. So. Today, of course, with the six, which is a list of 6 themes based on a particular topic. We got Seduction 101, that is by Nay, and that's where she covers a multitude of topics that can include anything about life, love, sex, and more. So, yes, that. And then I'm gonna throw a little bit of Crickets of the Week. I might mix in Crickets of the Week into the six, so y'all will just have to just wait and see, man. Nonetheless, what we're gonna do? Yes, we're gonna go to another song. So, after this song break, we will be back, and we will be going into seduction. We'll start with seduction 101. So, man, be ready for seduction 101. We come back, man. We'll be right back after this right here on Life of the Dust Live with your boy Sadie J and your girl Nay Seduction.
Where you from? It's who you are.
Think it's a game.
So no matter where you go, you gotta represent your hood.
Here I go on around my shit. Here I go on around my shit. Real, real, yeah, you can test my shit. Here I go on around my shit.
I get a lot of love, but I get a lot of hate. Real niggas don't like it when they see you getting cake. Real niggas, they love it when they see that nigga on. Said they be hating, trying to tap a phone. I'm my tune, trapping, they ain't moving no snow. They ain't paid up front, I ain't doing that show. Told a nigga, man, I got a brick for an eight. I told that nigga, wait, it depends which state. My pops in Ohio, he said way cheaper down here. But we don't trust none of these people down here. And everywhere I go, I'ma rub my shit. Real nigga, yeah, don't test my shit.
Everywhere I go, I'ma rub my shit. Everywhere I go, I'ma rub my shit. Real, real, yeah, you can test my shit. Everywhere I go. I ain't never bet John Ramp, no.
Nobody, nobody. One, two,
I ain't never bet John Ramp, no.
Luciano, MCBB Luciano, I'm the man. I done got jumped, but I ain't never ran. Kick into the money, know the jacket's coming for me. Keep it on me, try me, I'ma pop him like a Zan. I don't fuck the lanes or haters. Fame, keep it player with DB. What gang? He don't want these bottles, make me come out of retirement. Grip my, I'm just a product of my environment. 80 flow go rap, that's why I got the balls. Everybody throw they dub up at my shows. MCBZ, I bust a hater. Behind my bro, DJ Joe, let him know. Showing out, run at him.
Get your drop.
Here I go, I'm around my shit. Here I go, I'm around my shit. Real, real, yeah, you can test my shit. Here I go, I'm around my shit.
Bonnie Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Welcome back to Life of the Dust Live. Your boy Sadie J, your girl Nay Seduction. We are now getting into Seduction 101. Nay, the floor is yours.
So, this Seduction 101, we're going to talk about women empowerment and being the bigger person. Sometimes, us as black women, we don't know how to empower other black women because some black women feel like oh, well, she doing better than me and blah, blah, blah. But just because you may feel like that black woman is doing better than you, you don't know what she may be going through physically, mentally, or emotionally. You just on the outside looking in. Some black women need to stop being so judgmental based off what they see. And a lot of people see a lot of he say, she say, but they don't go to that source to find out what's factual and what's non-factual. Some people just be defaming people, and, you know, that's a part of defamation of character. You can get sued for that. So some people just need to be careful about the things that they say and the things that they do. There's nothing wrong with trying to build up the next woman. It don't matter if that person doing the same thing that you doing. It don't matter if that person look like they got a better life than you. Because at the end of the day, you might have something that that other woman needs. You might need to tell her something that she needs to hear that builds up her confidence. Or to make her know, like, whatever she's going through, that it's okay. And a lot of people don't like to put out their business on social media. Some people got to think about that. Like, just because they're not putting it out there don't mean they're not going through anything. Everybody is still human. And nobody is better than the next person. And a lot of people fail to realize when you're not humble, everything can be snatched away from you in a hot second. You can go from being in a very high place and having all these resources, all, you know, your life is all put together, and the next moment, it can be taken away, like, with the blinking of an eye, like, anything can happen, being in a car accident or anything can happen where you can be in a hospital bed. So always remain humble and don't think that you're better than the next person. Yes, you can have very high confidence. Yes, you that bitch. Yes, you can say that. Like, yeah, I'm that bitch. But also have a humble side to you. And be willing to help others. Because when you help others, you're building up your blessing. That's how you get blessed, by being a blessing to other people. And also, if you got a situation with somebody, like y'all not seeing eye to eye, y'all ain't talked in a few months, or whatever the case may be, try to be the bigger person and reach out to that person just to squash whatever situation that you guys may be going through, because it can be just a lack of communication, like, or miscommunication, where you guys misunderstood each other. It can be a misunderstanding. So be open to have those conversations. Be open to that open line of communication. Don't just shut the door on a situation and you not try to fix the situation first. Some of us can, like, have this huge wall up where, like, you don't want to deal with people. Like, if some person do this to me, I'm not fucking with them no more, or whatever the case may be. Yes, in some situations, it can be that role. It can be like that. But on the other hand, sometimes it's not even that deep as to what you're trying to make it seem. So don't be scared to build up the next woman. Don't be scared to open up that line of communication. You might be that person somebody else needs. And be that person you needed when you was in a tough situation. Remember those tough situations that you were in and you wish that you had somebody that you can talk to. Every day in life, have that mentality. Think if you was on the other side. So that's all I got to say for today. Some positivity.
And I agree. Like you said, like pretty much summed up to what I was getting from that was, like, again, we don't know what other people are going through. And a lot of times, like, especially with empowerment, I hate this, like, because you said women, it's not even just black women. It happens within guys too. People always try to put off on women, you know, that they, but I'm telling you, it seems like these dudes are more cattier than the females. It's ridiculous, man. Especially something I experienced, me being a photographer, man. People are so cutthroat in the photography world, and usually it's other photographers that are so cutthroat. Like, people understand that it's okay for them to be multiple photographers, and you know, if you want to gain people, you don't have to hate on me or hate on the next person in order to grow. Take the time out to just focus, you know, highlight yourself. You don't have to continue to put down the next person in order to bring attention to your work. Speak on your own fucking merit. Stop trying to hate on the next person and using them as a stepping stool. Actually speak on your own merit. I don't care about what, like, and I say this respectfully, I'm not being some jackass about it. I don't care what people have going on, man. Like, in a sense of it affecting how I do things. I respect to everyone that's a creative out here. It's hard work to be a creative. And, you know, it shouldn't be some whole thing or, well, I got more equipment or whatever. That's nonsense. Or whatever. Or you've been work. Or I hate this when they've been in the industry longer than you, and so they want to put you down because you ain't been there that long. I mean, duh. I would assume if you've been in here longer that you should be better. But I think it's this, Nate. People don't like being held accountable to actually live up to their potential. Because some people, they kind of they don't really. I notice there's a lot, like, they're just shooting just to be shooting, and you know, they don't like people who hold them accountable as far as, you know, they're coming out here and they're shooting and they're working. Like, no, I mean, you all can do it. Just if you put your mind to it, you gotta be able to understand that you gotta set your mind to say that, you know, that you want your work to be bigger than just a simple post. You want to aim for project-driven stuff. Do that. Like, it's so many... Y'all could be, you know, unlike how a lot of people come off, it's something y'all could be so much greater than you already did that you could probably ever imagine, but you kind of sell yourself short. So you got to do better, man. There's so many people that are destined to be great, but you're in your own way. So yes, that's my take on what you talked about, man. So it's a good seduction. Seduction 101.
Absolutely.
All right, so we're gonna make some segment gumbo here. We're gonna take two segments and put them into one big gumbo pot. And what is that? I am gonna make the six Crickets of the Week, another Crickets of the Week edition, where our list is us picking six, picking Crickets of the Week nominees for this week. So, y'all know how so great the six usually goes is I name something, Nate name something. I name something, Nate name something. I name something, Nate name something. And that's six things, and bam, we've completed the list. Well, the way Crickets of the Week works, Crickets of the Week is we actually every week award Crickets of the Week to people who are the worst or the dumbest people of the previous week. So yeah, we have 2 weeks of material, so it's perfect. We got plenty to work with. So that being said, I will go first for Crickets of the Week. So here we go. And we always commemorate Crickets of the Week by sounding off them goddamn crickets. So yes. So first Cricket of the Week on the six Crickets of the Week edition. I'm gonna come out the top rope. To the guy at the strip club who actually told this stripper that he was going to rape her, you have got to be the dumbest, lamest person in the goddamn world, dude. Why would you even play that way, especially in that kind of atmosphere? Like, you created a mess that you just pretty much dug yourself into. And luckily, you weren't an asshole, because you were an asshole about me kicking you out. I would have to dick in your ass, but I didn't have to. So thank God, because I didn't. You know, I'm a person. Before it gets to violence, I try to talk things out with people before it gets to that point. And yeah, that was lame. Why would you even threaten her? Why would you even come out and say something like that? This girl was like shaking. She was shaking. What pissed me off is because I hate that. What if that actually is the last impression of the girl? Is her first again? A reminder spot just opened, and you know she's new to the spot, and that's her first impression. Like goodness, man. Like no, don't be scared of. Like goodness, man. Don't scare away the baddies, man. We'd be stuck with the booger wolves up at the spot. Don't be doing that to me. Now you done made me a double mag. I got to work around booger wolves. So, yes, to the guy who thought that was cute to say that, get the hell out of here, bro. Crickets of the Week. Hell, you deserve you actually might get nominated for Crickets of the Year. Good Lord. Nay, number two.
Number two, I'm going to have to get Cricket to Rashida for Loving Hip Hop. Because.
Oh, let me sound it for you. Hold on.
My thing is. Okay, so Kirk got 12 kids or something like that. And. If you and Kirk been together all these years, like 18 years or whatever they said, I don't know. But it's a high number. My thing is, that baby that Kirk just had, that ain't the first child he had on you. That's the first child he had publicly on you, on TV. And my thing is, why would you try to stop a man from being a dad, telling him there shouldn't be any line of communication between him and his child's mother? They have a child. They have to communicate. That child is sending Kirk's daughter to be the line of communication between Kirk and his child's mother. When you decided to take that man back after he had that baby on you, you accepted the fact that he has a child and he has to deal with his child's mother. If you didn't trust him all the way or didn't trust him to have communication with his child's mother, although they have a child together, you shouldn't have taken him back. You shouldn't have. Because now it's like it takes more than money to raise a child. Money don't raise a child. Just like he's in your kid's life, he needs to be able to be in his other child's life. That's so selfish to me that you sitting here saying they shouldn't be communicating. That's ridiculous. They have to communicate. They have to co-parent. That's a part of co-parenting. Like, stop it. It's ridiculous.
Let me see what I'm going to get for you. Yeah, that is. That's what they said, man. Like, it's like, that's why you date somebody that got kids, you better be ready. Because, yes, it's a much bigger thing than you realize. And, yes, I know, like, you always joking around about being somebody, you have to be somebody's stepmom out here. I mean, hell, it is trying to like, hell, that we going to end up being step-parents.
It's not the fact of being a stepmom. That situation is different. He stepped outside of his marriage.
Oh, no.
It's not like
I mean, not like saying, like, I mean, general on the sense of people understand, because of one point you made during it, that, yeah, we have to understand that it's the part of co-parent that, yes, if you decide to be, you decide to become a step-parent, yes, you have to deal with something called co-parenting, because that parent or that person, they're going to have to still deal with the person who is the other half of that child being born to the world. Simple as that. Get over it. If you didn't know what you were getting into, now you know. So it's part of the package. You got to deal with it. That's simple. Well, I know it ain't simple, but that's pretty much the underlying point that you have to deal with it. So I can't stress that enough, people. You're pretty much going to have to deal with that other person, whether you want to or not. And if you don't necessarily want to deal with them yourself, you got to understand that, okay, just fall back from that. But the thing is, it'll make things smoother. Because then it will help your spouse or significant other be able to co-parent even stronger, because now everyone's in smooth communication. It's very important. All right. Shoot, man, we coming up the top rope with these first two. Man, y'all, we still got four more? I mean, goodness, we got to follow that up. I don't even know what to say. All right, man, the cricket of the week. Here we go, so I don't know, please. Thank you. Another cricket of the week. Number three. I'm going to give it to... Man, I was really thinking this. I'm going back and forth. Okay, so I know exactly what I'm going to give the cricket to. So I'm going to cricket of the week to the news. The news stations around here. And let me tell you something. Why am I giving y'all cricket of the week? Well, why would I do this to my fellow media people? Man, I call it like I freaking see it, and y'all should be ashamed of yourselves. So, this might actually kind of give away my cricket of the week for number five or not. So there's been a lot of shootings out here. Police involved shootings out here today over the past few weeks, and so. All in the midst of that happening, this weekend, an officer was found on the ground, dead and bleeding. So all of a sudden, we got police officers walking around downtown with goddamn rifles in their hand, like they're about to play Call of Fucking Duty. And the news, they reported as officer was shot. Now, Nate, you're asking yourself, right, why is there a problem? So it's like, you know, you're probably saying the officer on the ground is bleeding. Okay, maybe he was shot. Maybe that's correct, right? Well, here's where the crickets of the week comes in at. Fraudulent points, people. Fraudulent. Because they didn't find it. Because this is a problem when you don't wait for the facts before you make a headline. You look stupid. Well, that's why you should have been general and said that the officer was found dead. Because if you would have said that, it would clear all points. By saying the officer was shot, what you did was create mass hysteria, whereas already people are mad because there was police involved shooting, several police involved shootings, or where police were killing youth over the past few weeks, and then this officer shot crap happens. What it does is it creates an argument for the other side. It starts this propaganda machine, and now everybody's running around playing Who Shot John all day. No, no, no. Nate, let me tell you what happened. And this is again why you should just say that the officer was found dead. The guy died from natural causes. He did not get shot or anything. He died from natural causes. So, see, that kind of shit that happened with the news not being fraudulent in their headlines, and jumping a gun and not covering their bases, or how they report the news with these headlines, it starts trouble. So, yes, news, y'all get a cricket of the week because y'all got people out here. You know what kind of metric it started. So now you would have police officers on their P's and Q's acting a goddamn fool, and now you want to talk about all right them with police involved shootings. It would have been skyrocketing. So crickets of the week for the goddamn news station. I don't know who all said it, but I know Channel 8, you was one of them. Goodness. All right, Nate, number four.
Number four. I'm going to give crickets to y'all niggas that be coming under my shit like we fucked around. Like, stop doing that because I'm going to treat y'all and hurt y'all feelings one day. Like, stop trying to make it seem like we fuck around and we don't. Like, that shit is beyond annoying. Like, I never sucked your dick. We never fucked. Like, stop trying to make it seem like we fuck around and we don't. It's annoying.
Like, what's up with that? Why they gotta be so far? What you mean? Did they like in a dream that she was sucking their dick, and now they like, oh my god, man, it was so good in that dream. I gotta cuff that quickly in real life.
I don't know, but whatever it is, stop doing it. I don't give a fuck. No, period. Y'all weird.
Oh, man. Oh, my goodness. Period!
Stop being weird.
Oh, my God. I got crickets on the week for that one.
Crickets, crickets, crickets.
Okay, number five. Numero cinco. I'm going to have to give my personal last figure of the week is going to, brace yourselves, people, Whataburger. I'm so sad. Whataburger. So we're at the phase in my life where it's just another travesty has happened. Another commerce calamity has happened, people. So we gotta call the Paroarers out on this one because a Chicago-based company, and I forgot the name of the company is, they are now the majority stakeholder of the Whataburger franchise. What does that mean? I know you're asking for those who don't know Whataburger because it's not in your area. Oh, don't worry. It's a Chicago based investors have it their way. They will try to expand Whataburger across the country, and then Whataburger is going to be trash. It's not going to be as fun anymore, man. Goodness, Cricket of the Week. Please sound the crickets. Crickets. Shoot, we didn't ask for, don't just sound the crickets. We got to put a horn, put out a trumpet, and call out the prayer warriors, man. We are under attack. We are under attack, man. Goodness. Telling y'all, what are y'all doing? Whataburger is known for being mainly in Texas. It's in a few other places, but Whataburger is almost exclusively to Texas. And Whataburger gets it right. I just had a free Whataburger yesterday because the app gave it to me. And I love the breakfast. Oh, my God. They actually cook their shit fresh. They make it the way you want it. You know it's going to be right. Because they put all them goddamn stickers on there and let you know it's right. Oh, my goodness. Please don't F up a good thing. Goodness. Man, just,
ain't nobody got time for that.
Nobody got time for that. What are you doing? We are on prayer warriors. We are under attack. Whataburger's under attack. Prayer warriors, get on it. Please. You can't let this happen. We cannot let it happen. I'm telling you. Because you know what happens when these franchises get bigger and they expand. They start cutting costs and start BSing with stuff. Don't mess up a good thing, man. Whataburger, don't be the K. Michelle of restaurants. Don't mess up what was already good. Oh, now you like that one?
Oh, funny.
Throw a Whataburger, don't be the K. Michelle of restaurants. Don't mess up what was already good. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Nay. I love to be able to make a show.
Number six. I'm going to give crickets to all you bitches stalking my Instagram, trying to see if I fuck with a nigga or not. Y'all is weird. Stop stalking my IG. You bitches must want to eat my coochie or something, like the way that y'all stalking my Instagram. And stop sending y'all motherfucking friends to watch my Instagram, too. Y'all is weird. Like, just fan behavior. Like, damn, bitch. Like, damn, why do you got to keep stalking my IG and looking at every story that I post on my Instagram? Like, you're weird as fuck. Like, I don't even know you. Like, no, like, stop being weird. Like, stop watching my page. Like, you're weird. Like, you follow me just to see, like, if he's going to like my post or if he's going to comment under my pictures, like, what I'm going to put. Like, you're weird as hell. Like, bye, bitch.
They come to see they commenting and stuff. Oh, my gosh, you here commenting?
The bitch go cry in the car.
What a weird ass.
Maybe you're right. Maybe they do want to eat your coochie.
Maybe.
Maybe they tasted it on him. They're like, I might need to find out about her.
Facts.
Oh, Tommy, it's my fault. All right, y'all. That is the six. The Crickets of the Week edition. Man, I love doing the Crickets of the Week edition with the six. Second time we've done it on this show is fun. I must say, it makes Crickets of the Week. It makes both of those segments, making that nice little bowl of gumbo. It makes it so beautiful. But yes, man, we got a few more moments of the show. So I will spend this time reminding you guys, you know, I will be getting on you guys' nerves every week of the show leading up to the date. Nate, can you please remind people what is coming up in July, please?
July 27th, the Richardson First Annual Back to School Giveaway will be July 27th, guys. So please donate, please, like, give school supplies, book bags, you know, pencils, crayons, folders, you know, things that you need for school. So you can follow us at the Richardson Foundation on Instagram. That's THERICHARDSON Foundation. Please follow us. Visit the Richardson Foundation.net. Please. Thank you.
Yes, we will be in your ear every show leading up to that point. So I want to get in your nerves. It's no. I'm going to remind you over and over and over and over. So yes. And man, also we will be. I'll remind you guys. I'll be in. I'm going to Miami for my birthday, September 6th or 8th. Be on the lookout for that. Also, too, I want to give a shameless plug to the spot I work at. Yeah, so at night, you can find a place of employment at night because that's a good look for me. You can't catch my place of employment in the day because ain't no invite to come to that place. It's not that type of place. Type of party. Anyways, so yes, I would come to a point if you are looking to have a good time and shoot this vibe. We do have food. I want the head security out there. I'll come back to Pinups Cabaret. Come out. And we will make sure you have a good time, man. A lot of beautiful women. She was, heck, yesterday was New Booty Tuesday. And so, yeah, man, it was a lot of new chicks coming in. I'm telling y'all now, y'all like, oh, man, you know, whatever. He just hyping up. Nah, bro, I'm telling you. We got some of the baddest chicks in the Metroplex. Facts, bro. Facts. We got, and we it's not just, it's just black women. We got white women. We got Hispanic women. We got black women. And we got the in-betweeners. And people in some cultures I may have forgot as well. We got that cover. We got slim chicks. We got thick chicks. We got tall chicks. We got short chicks. It's cool. Come enjoy yourself. Hell, the pool tables are free at the moment. So you come play pool for free. Enjoy some nice drink specials. Get you something to eat if you while you're there, and just have a good time. And even the door girl is fine. The door girl is fun. Shout out to Nisha. Yeah, I just let you know it's that serious, man. So make sure if it comes to your plans. Yes, open 7 days a week to 2 o'clock in the morning. But definitely, should you want to see when I'm there, should come on Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. I will be there. And make sure you don't come in there being cheap and tip, period. So, yes, I just had to get that out of my system. All right, so that's it. Make sure y'all come out, man. Definitely want to see some people. Be able to watch you guys have a good time. So, yeah, ever in the city too, come out. You got any other announcements, Nate?
Stay tuned. Working on a lot of things, so stay tuned.
Yes, I do have stuff as well. I did told y'all we'd be dropping some stuff from the layback, which will be custom designs from Royal Vandy Customs. So y'all stay on the lookout for that. And Royal Vandy Customs will be doing we at the super soaker party. It's a pool party. Make sure y'all go to that. It'll be doing 4th of July weekend on that Saturday. Go to it. You can find out more information. I'll go to Royal Vandy Customs on social media. If you can't spell Royal Vandy Customs, you ain't got no business being there. So, yes, go there. You'll be able to find out more. And also be able to see some designs. Shop. And, yeah, man, I'm just busy as hell. Trust me. It's going down. All right. I guess that really concludes our show for today, everybody. I will remind you, if you miss any part of the show, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/CediJ. That's CEDDY, letter J. Or you can go to dustspot.com/dustspotradio. That's DUSKSPOT.com. And you can even listen to the show. It's syndicated on iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn. So you got plenty of ways to listen to the show. Enjoy. You can go all the way back to past episodes. And, yeah, man, I'm glad to have you. Any new listeners, we're glad to have you in the family. And, of course, our long-time listeners, we thank you for continuing to support. So thank you, everybody. That being said, we end the show reminding you that everything we do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J or there's a U, there is a way. You tuned to episode of Life of the Dust Live with your boy, Cindy J, and your girl.
Nay Seduction.
And Nay, what's that public service announcement we give everybody every year? Every episode.
If you go help, please do it responsibly.
We out, y'all. Peace.
Peace.